sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Go Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 22 Mbimbitho 2024 ngutabo kancube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
It's incredible to see women taking on the charge and running businesses and having such success.
Osama bizimusi odabuka kwele Melika unkosazana Thegatha this oyethekelela eZimbabwe uthi kuqathekile ukuthi abantu baleli lizwe basebenze nzima ukusungula amabhizimusi hathi ukumelela ukuqhatshwa.
Ngane nobunzima obukhulu obeshomiso abasibekezelele singukhansili esimeni samazwe.
IZimbabwe namhlanje imanyane lamanye amazwe omhlaba ekunanzeni usuku lokuqathekiswa kwelungelo lokutholisa abantu amanzi olwe World Water Day. Kuhlelo Woza Friday eliviki sihambale qembu lomculo kamasigandi elizibiza ukuthi amablesa amahle. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. IZimbabwe namhlanje imanyane lamanye amazwe omhlaba ekunanzeni usuku lokuqathekiswa kwelungelo lokutholisa abantu amanzi ole World Water Day. Phansi kwendikimba ekhuthaza ukutholakala kwamanzi ahlanzekileyo emadolobheni kanye lasemaphandleni. Usuku lolu lunanzwa ngalesi sikhathi ilizwe likhangelane lodubo lokuswelakala kwamanzi olukhangelelwe ukuqhela lonyaka kulandela ukungani kwezulu. Amadolobha amakhulu athi iBulawayo leHarare yiwo ahlaselwe kakhulu yilolu dubo. Kulombiko ethi umansipala wakoBulawayo uzakwehlisa inani lamanzi aphiwa izakhamizi kungelambadalo zingakaqali ukubhadala. Umgcinisihlalo wekomithi yamanzi koBulawayo uCouncillor Khalazani Ndlovu utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi udaba lolu alukafiki kukomithi yakhe.
Okwakhathi kusaselifungahunga mhlawumbe kuthiwa kubizwa ukuthi yiRoma akukabuyi lakukomithi yami ukuthi lange kuhambise ku-full council ukuthi siye kudiscussa siweye ama-pros and cons angikhona hhayi engakutho ukuthi ngifungahunga.
Njengoba namhla kulilanga lapho abantu abananza khona usuku lwe-World Water Day, umbiko elingaba lawo kuzakhamizi zakoBulawayo ngothini?
Izakhamizi zakoBulawayo sibhekane nobunzima obukhulu obeshomiso abasibekezelele singukhansili esimeni samanzi. Siyakwazi ukuthi i-water is a right but we are trying by all means ukuthi wonke umuntu afinyelele ngamanzi. Sithubeka sesithi nalawa manzi amancane esiwatholileyo asilondolozeni every drop yamanzi, sibe namakhonteyina ongabona amanzi ephuma epompini wohliwakhelele ngoba okwenzakala emkhathini ngathi asontambeki intando yomnikazi wezinsuku.
UCouncillor Khalazani Ndlovu ngumgcinisihlalo wekomithi yamanzi koBulawayo ubexoxa ecingweni leStudio 7. Mnumzana Joseph Nkomazana oweBulawayo Progressive Residents Association uthe isinqumo sokwehlisa inani lamanzi aphiwa izakhamuzi kungelambadalo asila mahluko omkhulu esingawuletha nxa izakhamizi zingatholi manzi.
Amanzi awekho, siyakhala sibili lapho sikhona amanzi wathola kanye ngeviki. Kodwa udubo lokuthi i-council izayehlisa amanzi lawana abathi ngesquare 5 kiloliters ngibeni sitting post yamadrama amabili ludaba abakhulume ngalo i-council sike sangena nje emhlanganweni wama-stakeholders. Kodwa hhayi bebengani bakhuluma nje belinganisa ukuthi yinto engenzakala bekhangele umumo wamanzi. Akukabi khona abakakufaki ukuthi kube khona, bathi bona basahluzisisa bebona kambe kungasebenza yini kungaba le nto enje yale ngenzakala yini. Kodwa ndivele liyakwazi ukuthi i-council yangithi ungeza sebekhuluma into ezinjalo bake bahlala phansi bakhuluma ngakho kutho ukuthi into bafuna ukuyi-implementa, into bafuna ukuyifaka kuzakhamizi lanxa ingabi khona i-5 kiloliters yakhona le amanzi angkhona vela wakho abanye abatholi.
Ngalesi sikhathi amazwe omhlaba ethakazelela usuku lweWorld Water Day, lina njengezakhamizi usuku lolu lilubona luqakatheke kangakanani?
Njengezakhamizi lathi hayi sindawonye lamanye amazwe ukuthi ilanga leli siselebrate, ilanga leli sindawonye sisonke. Kodwa nanto uduba ukuthi siselebrate phela emapompini lapha kulalutho, sebeselebrate njengomlomo kodwa amanzi singelawo. Ilanga liqakathekileyo, ilanga lokunanza amanzi aqakathekileyo, amanzi okunatha, amanzi okugeza, amanzi entonke, kodwa kungabi ngamanzi nje kodwa kube ngamanzi ahlanzekileyo, amanzi affordable ebantwini ukuthi bayathole ngesikhathi lapho bamele bayathole.
Umnumzana Joseph Nkomazana okunhlanganiso yezakhamizi zakoBulawayo eBulawayo Progressive Residents Association ubexoxa ecingweni leStudio 7 ekoBulawayo. Kweziphathelane leMelika, sokusele amalanga amathathu nje kuphela ukuthi owayengumongameli uMnumzana Donald Trump ahlawule imali yokubhadala isibambiso sebail esingamadola amakhulu amane, $454 million. Lokhu sekubangele ukuthi atatazele zama ukubuthanisa limali. Iziphathamandla zesigaba seNew York zibikwa sesiqale ukuqamba izakhiwo ezizathengiswa ukuze kutholakale imali le. Lezi zibalisa isakhiwo esithiwa Trump Towers, lamagceke adlalelwa umdlalo wegolf. Imali le ngecala lokuthi waqamba amanga ngentengo yezakhiwo zakhe ukwenzela ukuthi athole izikwelete. Sikhuluma nje uTrump wabhadala imali engamadola afika phose izigidi ezilikhulu, $83 million, kwelinye njalo icala lokudlwengula. Ukuhlaselo ludaba uChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxela olandela ezombusazo omnumzana Mkhululi Ndabambi.
Abantu laba abale imali zonke lezi, imali le kayihlali ebanki i-cash. Isikhathi esiningi i-net worth yakhe lena, i-value yama-properties akhe lana. Kukhanya uTrump ngumuntu owayeboleka imali kakhulu. Ngumuntu o-notorious lapha ngokubankrupta ama-business. Idili lakhe lena e-New Jersey, ele-casino, e-Atlantic City. Vele ngumuntu o-notorious. Ngapha wagcina amabanki engasamniki imali, even lama business wayengabhadali. Kwagcina ungazukhumbula ukuthi ngumuntu obese piwa imali eGermany, iDeutsche Bank liya. Ikho lapha ababe siba lama concerns of ukuthi ngoba iDeutsche Bank babe sithi kulawo ama-operandis amaningi awe-Russia. So ikho lapha ababe suspect ukuthi imali abivela khona. Ukwehluleka kwakho ukuthola imali lapha sibili, hhayi kukhanyelwe kunzima. $500 million cash, asiyo mali encane. Imali le ayitholayo, uyathola sibili imali ama-donation ebantwini, kodwa uyabona ukuthi ama-case akhe awuloya ukuthi bayidla njani. Njalo ulwana uJean Carroll angithi le 100 million i-90 something million, plus isibe kabili elokhu edliwa. Ukuthi ayithole i-cash kuzamele IPO kumbe ayiboleke, and ama-intelligence agency lawo akukhangelele khona lokho i-exposure yona le kakhulu ngama-case wona la alokhu ekhwela. No, sizabona. Angithi kuthiwa uyihlangene lo Elon Musk last week. U-Elon Musk la ukuthi 43 billion lena azayithola ukuthi athenge i-Twitter, angithi wathengisa ama-shares amaningi. Akula muntu olekwezi that much cash laying around.
Kodwa nxa sikhangele lona icala aletheswayo elokuthi wayeqamba amanga ukuthi izakhiwo zakhe ziyimalini, njalo lokuthi ule mali enganani. Kodwa siyabona bebaningi abamlandelayo. Ubona kubangelwa yini lokho?
Uyabona uTrump ama-business akhe ekugcineni lapha ubese umuntu othengisa i-label, ibizo lakhe i-licensing kuphela. Uyazivulela kuphela ihoteli and then usufake i-Trump brand ebesebhadala. Yikho abakade esekwenza. Imali ibisimehlula sibili uze waba ngumuntu o-survivor. Uvuswe i-show liyana i-apprentice. Liyani show abaningi bathi yadizayinelwa ukuthi ithengisele abantu to the American populace.
Umnumzana Mkhululi Ndabambi ulandela ezombusazwe ubekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 ekhonapha eMelika.
The Voice of America.
Okwamanje wathi sizodaba oluveza imibono kahulumende weMelika.
Ilizwe leMelika lizimisele ukuhlenga bonke abantu balo abathunjiweyo lalabo ababotshiweyo ngokungekho emthethweni libalethe ekhaya. Ngosuku olusanda ukwedlula olokunanza amalungelo abathunjwayo lababotshwayo, umabhalane kahulumende weMelika umnumzana Anthony Blinken ulandise ngokuthwala kwakhe uluhlu lwamabizo abantu beMelika abathunjiweyo lababotshwe ngokungekho emthethweni. Eminyakeni emithathu edluleyo, kulandisa umnumzana Blinken, sengicitshe amabizo angamachumi amane lasithupha i-46 kuluhlu lolu. Kodwa abantu beMelika babotshiwe ngohulumende bamanye amazwe kumbe amaqembu abahlamuki, labanye abazimeleyo kungananzwa ilungelo labo njalo behlukaniswe lemdeni yabo. Imdeni ehlala inyanga lenyanga imzuzu lemzuzu isizwa ubuhlungu bokungazi ukuthi abathandekayo bayo bagcinwe ngaphi kumbe bayahlukuluzwa bengazi lokuthi bazababona nini. Kuleyo imdeni yazini lokho, sizahlala silwela amalunga emdeni yenu sengathi ngeyethu, asisoze siphele amandla. Ilizwe leMelika lizaqhubeka liqhela njalo liqinisa inhlanganiso elilazo ezokuthi likhulule izibotshwa zalo ezigoqela i-Hostage Recovery Group okuletha ndawonye uhulumende, isigodlo seMelika, abacuphi lezinye ingatsha zikahulumende ezizaphathisana ukukhulula abeMelika ababotshwe ngokungekho emthethweni bexhasele imindeni yabo. Njengomthetho omnyaka ka-2020 owe-Robert Levinson Act, kunika eleMelika amandla okuthi lengezelele isigwebo senhlawulo kulabo abawephulayo lomthetho lezijeziso zokwenqabela labo abathumba abanye ilungelo lokuvakatshela amanye amazwe. Sesihlangene leCanada ukukhokhela amazwe angamachumi ayisikhombisa i-70 awavuma ukuthi akulunganga ukubotshwa mahlayana kwabantu ngamanye amazwe lokusebenzisa abantu abathunjiweyo kwezinye izizwe ukuthi kucelwe ngabo ezinye indingeko zabathumbi. Ukuxhaswa ngamazwe amaningi nxa sisebenzisa ingcindezi kubangela ukuthi sikhuphule imali yezijeziso esiyihlawulisa abenza lokhu, njalo sibaphoqe ukuthi bacabangisisi bengakabophi abantu abamsulwa. Lokhu kuqakathekile ukutheni kungabi lomuntu ohlukumezeka ngokuthunjwa kumbe ukubotshwa. Insuku zonke lapho silwela ukuthi kukhululwe abeMelika ababotshwe ngokungekho emthethweni kumbe sisodwa kumbe sixhasane labanye singohulumende kumbe umndeni, kufanele sizibonakalise ukuthi singobani, ukutsho umnumzana Blinken. Njalo esikubona kubalulekile inkululeko yethu, ubuntu bethu, lokuzimisela kwethu ukuletha amandla elizwe ukuthi livikele ilungelo lomuntu oyedwa.
Beli lalele kudaba oluveza imibono kahulumende weMelika.
The Voice of America.
Osomabhizimusi odabuka kweleMelika unkosazana Tegatades owethekelele leZimbabwe uthi kuqathekile ukuthi abantu baleli lizwe basebenze nzima ukusungula amabhizimusi hathi ukumelela ukuqhathwa, kodwa ukhuthaza osomabhizimusi abazimele ukuba basebenze nzima ukuzithuthukisa ngoba ukusungula ibhizimusi uzimele kudinga isibindi. U-Anastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ekobulawayo.
Ekhuluma namhlanje emkhosini wabosomabhizimusi owenzelwe enkundleni e-Barberfield Stadium kobulawayo Offlers Summit, ingcwethi amabhizimusi odabuka eMelika unkosazana Tegatades ukhuthaze osomabhizimusi ukuba babe lenhloso yokukhulisa amabhizimusi abo ngoba kungelula ukuba lawo.
It's incredible to see women taking on the charge and running businesses and having such success. So that's been a great visit. I also had the opportunity to visit with the Hosey Herb Ngweru.
Mivela e America ukuthi ngizofunda lokubonisa osomabhizimusi ukuthi singathuthuka kanjani. Ngoba ibhizimusi iba lamavingovingo okulakho ukuyichabalalisa kumbe ukuyikhulisa. Ngakho kumele ume uqine usebenze.
Ongene iHustlers Summit odabuka kwele South Africa, unkosazana Nicolette Mashile, ongumqondisi wenkampani ethiwa Financial Fitness Buddies, uvumelane lo Thaddeus.
Ngizokhuluma la eHustlers Summit 2024, ngizobangikhuluma ngezamabhizinisi, ukuthi ibhizinisi yakho kwamele uyihlalise kanjani ukuthi ibe successful. Into yokuqala ukuthi ungabi too much local. Ngithi masenza ama-business sometimes sinokubheka ukuthi i-market yethu ikuphi, and usually for many people i-market yethu iqala la ekhaya ibe local, but you must create a service or a product ezokwazi ukuthi at some point mase i-business ikhula ikwazi ukungena kuma-market amanye.
Unkosikazi Thubelihle Ndlovu, umqondisi wenkampani ethiwa Potify Investments eboleka imali lokuhlomisa osomabhizimusi ngolwazi, uthi ngempela akulula ukusungula lokuthuthukisa ibhizimusi.
Sikubhizinesi yokuboleka mama imali, microfinance, ukubolekisa abantu imali ama-SMEs, omama, ama-youth, ama-small businesses. Kulama-challenges njengoba yonke ibhizinisi lama-challenges, but we have been in it since 2010.
Usomabhizimusi owafunda kwele Melika ukuphatha ibhizimusi engumqondisi wenkampani ethiwa Eden Fesco, unkosikazi Thembelihle Nyati uthi ulima indumba zesilungu lephepha.
Masithanda ukubonga kakhulu nge-summit le abasenzele yona ngoba ivula amehlo lengqondo. Ngithabe kakhulu ngoba kugcwele ulutsha abayikusasa yethu yelizwe, ukuthi bahle bafunde besasebancane ukuthi babe nengqondo ukwenza amabhizinisi.
Osakhulayo ofunda eMganwini High School u-Aisha Mpofu ongene iHustlers Summit uthi bafunde ngokuthi amabhizimusi asungulwa njani.
Funde ngendlela ngama-entrepreneurs nama-ideas ukuthi singakwanisa ukuba loba yini esifuna ukuba yikho khona ezilongu senza into ezifunakalayo, for example ukuthi into ezidingakalayo mostly.
ELeZimbabwe lihamba phambili kulezinsuku ngokukhuthaza uZulu ukuba asungule amabhizimusi ngoba kuyiwo asephethe intuthuko yomnotho welizwe, kulandela ukuvala kwamabhizimusi amakhulu amankampani lamafekithali ayeqhatsha inengi. Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 wobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Sokuyisikhathi sokuzwa imibono yenu lina balaleli beStudio 7 elisithumela yona ngeWhatsApp.
Studio 7, hey, hayi thina sikhathele ngale government yeZANU-PF le, sikhathele ngale government yeZANU-PF ngala direction. Hn everywhere lapha abakhuluma khona bayakhampena wayawaya ngoba bazithi abantu abasabathandi. Loku kungafanelanga khona ukuthi bakhulume ngokukhampena bona bayakhampena, babambe ukuphuphurika njengenkukhu equnywa ikhanda. Manje kule ndlala bayehluleka ukusolva indaba yendlala le. Hayi thina sikhathele ngomnangagwa lo bakethi, hey.
Sanibonani Studio 7, ninjani? Balandeli beStudio 7 siyabonga. Hey, ngicela ukukhuza le ndoda le okuthiwa nguPrincess Banda ye-CCC. Ndoda, ungaze wakhangela wena abantu ukuthi bakhethe bani, bakhethe bani. Kwelakho ibandla ma ngabe likhethene, akula muntu okusolayo njalo kawulandeleyo. Yekela laba abazikhethele. Ma ubona umuntu ale ndoda kayisebenzi, wena yenza i-corruption ubone ukuthi khona iyasebenza, ukuthi khona kayisebenzi kumbe iyasebenza na. So njengoba ekhethiwe, wena khangela ma kumbe kulomunye umuntu omaziyo oyenza i-corruption, ubusuhamba uyemtshela usubona ukuthi kasoze asebenze yini ngoba uthi wena yena akazi lutho umsebenzi lo kawumfanelanga. And khangela lapho ubuthutha bakho khona, uthi wena ama-qualifications akhe kawuwazi. Manje usolani ma ungazi ngama-qualifications akhe? Sola okwangakini uzehlukane lezinto zabanye abantu. So lundoda njengoba ekhethi ureza, unyekele aqhubeke ngomsebenzi wakhe. Wena lawo uqhubeka ngakho umsebenzi, musa usole izinto zayo luze zeminye imizi, usehluleke emzini wakho. Ngiyakubongela.
Studio 7, ngotungameli Nkomo. Kanti silikhulumisa kangaka lesiphendule indaba. Ngilombuzo lapha kuma president wonke aseAfrica. Ukuthi ulwa kade kwakulelwani. Sasizondana abamhlophe kathi silina yini seliyenza abantu beze befase bedlela zonke. Umuntu ngwaseAfrica lo. So sefele esibedlela ngenxa kusuku kwelasho. Ake sicawa ukuthi lapha abantu kizozonke indawo umuntu lapho khona umuntu omnyama. Hayi khona ukuthi kudingani ukuthi akulumuntu omnyama. Futhi lina abantu bezibedlela ake lizama ukuzama ukuzihlola ngakhulu izinto kwamakhwapha.
Salubonani basakazi bethu Studio 7, ngibonga lina elikwazi ukusihlanganisa ukuthi imbono yethu esikhalaza ngayo emakhaya lapha ifike endaweni zonke, ngoba sikhala njengathi sibhekane ngendlala. Mina ngizala lapha esigabeni saseLupane eMasungamala, igama lami uBig Five aningibaya ngase. Then-ke siyakhala indlala lapha inkulu kakhulu, inkomo ziyacuba ziyafa. Sicele i-government ingenele, especially nje esigaba sakithi eMasungamala abantu bafika late, sigcine singasakutholi ukudla, sokuthola kwezinye indawo. Kanti thina asikutholi ukuphumula, sihlezi sidlelwa zindlovu. Lonyaka inala vele, lonyaka indlala, indlovu azibuyanga. But kuthile last year sizidlelwe zindlovu, sekuhluphekeni amadona mayebuya eqale kithi ngapha. Siyacela kakhulu ngoba siyafa lapha.
Labo ngabanye babalaleli beStudio 7 besipha imibono yabo. Lanile lakho ukuthumela eni imibono kunombolo ezithi +12024650318. Kusigaba sabadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kwamanye amazwe, esixoxa lonkosazana Sifiso Ndiweni onceda abantwana abahlala emigwaqweni labaswelayo abafika kwele South Africa behluleke ukuthola imisebenzi yezindlu lezindlu zokuhlala. Uxoxa lo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7.
Nifike lana around 97-98 from eZimbabwe. Now I'm mostly doing a charity. Anything charity nje lokho ngamvusa ngo 10 uthi sokuthe aw jump up and help.
Singathi I charity wenzayo khona pho yosenza.
Isikhathi esiningi besenza lokho ukuthi like uhambe emakhaya sisiza bo abantwana with ama sanitary towels la nakumphakathi nje if umuntu kungathiwa hayi there's someone laphayana mhlawumbe oswele isigqoko sokugqoka or oswele impuphu ngiyajumpa in and help with whatever enginakho. Unfortunately if kungekho it will be a painful situation, but I'll have to say okwamanje anginakho.
Ye, so singathi-ke ujala ukunceda abantu abaningi kanganani ngenyanga? Khanya ngazani khona ngapho kulabanye abantu sibili abaphethe ukuncedwa kule South Africa endaweni esijeneyo.
Baningi, like personally njalo ukusiza laba abahlala estradeni. Like ngeviki I make it a point ukuthi mangiphuma endlini ekuseni there's one or two guys engibaphathela something on my way to work. Like unfortunately I don't count.
Yebo phela. Singathi-ke lokhu kuvela enhliziyweni yakho, wakuthatha ngaphi khona?
Into nje engifila ukuthi kwamele ngikwenze. It's something engifila ukuthi uma ngibona omunye umuntu enganingaphathekanga kahle, mina ngiku better situation ukuthi ngingamsiza. Ngibona ukuthi kwamele ngikwenze.
Singathi abazali bakho bakufundisana ngentweni ezinje lapho wakhula khona sibi?
Umama wami ubeyenza, bekungase charity, yena ubekwenza for a living. Behambe bayophekela abantu like emchadweni kuma-parties and they get paid for that. But mina uma kufika kimi ngibona ngani you can do that for free if i-chance ikuvumela. So sometimes ngiyazama ukuthi ngoba ngingaphekani emchadweni usizo lwamali ukhona, mhlawumbe ngingathola umuntu mhlawumbe uhambe straight and like mostly uyabona la esihamba khona uthola abantu umuntu ufuna ukusizwa and abantu abaningi bayesaba because of futhi sesarojwa kakhulu or because of ini abantu they tend ukungafuni ukusiza because of izizathu ezinjalo. Then lapho mina ngibona ukuthi if mina ngingasasizanga kuwill so loba yini edinga ukuphathiswa ngiyaya lapho nje hands on loba ngumuntu like izolo Sunday bekunomuntu lapha estradeni ulimele isandla, ulimele unyawo and ubona ukuthi umuntu lana ulokhu ezama ukuthi adonsing akhuphe ingubo ebhegini ngalesi sandla esi-one ubhalansile uyehluleka and wonke umuntu lokhu adlula lapho because yi-street kid uhlala estradeni abantu bangazukuthi bayesaba or ini. So in those situations ngiyabe ngibona ukuthi kuyadingeka ukuthi ngingene ngimncedise lo muntu akhuphe le ngonyo imedlalele phansi alale ngibona ukuthi comfortable then ngiphume ngapha.
Ngiyabonga imisebenzi njalo. Uma uphutha ukuthi abantu bekubhadise ukuze ethi qhubeke phambili ngomsebenzi omuhle kangaka, bengenzani? Bangakuthinta njani?
Bangathinta, ngingathanda ukuthi bathinte inhlanganiso ye the Zim Imbokodo because mostly I help from there. So maga sizi organization then lami I'll be able to see to help abanye abantu eceleni because the organization survives on ama handouts. So ma abantu basiza inhlangano then lami ngiyakhona ukwenza whatever engifisa ukwenza from there.
Lo ngunkosazana Sifiso Ndiweni odabuka eZimbabwe ehlala eHillbrow uxoxelwa Gibbs Dube eSouth Africa. Uhlelo Woza Friday liviki sihamba leqembu lomculo kamasikhandi elizibiza ngokuthi amablesa amahle lona eselethu leidlala delitsha elilesihloko esithi amangqimngqim. Leli qembu lidabuka esigabeni seManasa eLupane kodwa licula likwele South Africa. Nangu umkhokheli walo uWillard Moyo exoxa noNtungameli Nkomo owe Studio 7.
Emsakazweni ku Studio 7 ngibingelela kuwe emsakazi ngiphinde ngibingelele nakubalaleli ngingahambi ngedwa ke nakhona ngihamba naye umfowethu lona okungu Els Mongameli Moyo okungumfowethu ongelamayo engasho nje ukuthi sizalwa sonke siphuma ekhaya elilodwa i-album lethu lesithathu leli
abangathanda ukuthenga umculo wenu kumbe ukuxhumana lani balithola njani?
Iy'ngoma zamablesa amahle ziyatholakala online kuzo zonke iy'tolo ey'dayisa umculo eko-YouTube, Spotify. Uzozithola lapha iy'ngoma zamablesa amahle zalo le album esikhulumela kuyo. Kune-YouTube channel lapha ethi Red Dog Entertainment noma ikhona i-Facebook account lapha iBlesa Lodumo Dewa, okusho ukuthi uzokwazi ukuthi uxhumane mhlawumbe nami futhi. Uzothola i-Facebook account lapha u-Els Mongameli Dewa, uzokwazi futhi uxhumana nami futhi lona. Kune-YouTube channel lapha ethi Red Dog Entertainment. Inumber zethu zithi 0780846198.
Abalandeli ubachiyela wapha maso
abasupport, ngaphandle kwesupport yabo akukho la bacula bayakhona.
Kudala ngihamba ngizula manje sengkulile zweni angaze ngibone umuntu okholele umuntu ejolini.
Umkhokheli weqembu lamaphlesa amahle uWillard Moyo ubexoxa loNtungameli Nkomo oweStudio 7. Lingakhohlwa uhlelo leLive Talk olulandelayo okwakhathesi silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo nguTabo Kancube ngisithi lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.